I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for that introduction, Laura, and thanks for joining me on day 4 in our series on Jesus and His parables. I'm so blessed that you have joined me today for the weekday meditation. Let me take you straight to the text in Luke chapter 12, beginning in verse 13. Someone in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." And Jesus replied, "Man, who appointed me a judge or an arbiter between you?" Then he said to them, "Watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions." And he told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man yielded an abundant harvest. He thought to himself, "What shall I do? I have no place to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones, and there I will store my surplus grain, and I'll say to myself, 'You have plenty of grain laid up for many years. Take life easy, eat, drink, and be merry.' But God said to him, 'You fool, this very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves but is not rich toward God." My friend, in this time of meditation today, I invite you to take a few moments and take an inventory of your life. What is it that you are storing up? Are you storing up riches that won't go to heaven? Or are you storing up relationships that are invited to go to heaven? Will you be storing up something that is earthly and will corrode and will go away? Or will it be fruits in heaven with the family and friends that go with you? So right at this moment, I invite you, just take notice of your breath. And with every slow and easy breath, let your shoulders fall and your muscles that are tense now fall at ease. Let your face be able to just let those facial muscles fall in the simple sense of, "I am at ease and I am at rest." And now let's draw a couple of deep breaths. And another one. Treat that breath as though you're walking away from the noise and distraction of this world and stepping into a one-on-one meeting with just you and the Creator, the Divine. And then you're coming to Him today and asking Him to search your heart as David did. Find every wicked way. Find everything that you may be storing up that isn't in heaven, that isn't a part of the kingdom of God. Let God give you direction and clarity on that today. And then ask the Lord, how would He have to use you today? What is it He's asking you to do, to become, to touch, to be a part of? And then ask the Lord, would you be so gracious, Lord, to still use me in your kingdom's work so that I would store up things that matter to you? I give you a few moments now, and I just encourage you to let the Lord speak to you and answer those questions. What is it that the Lord would have you do today? And then act on them. I'll mind the time, and in a few moments, I'll be back to close our time of weekday meditation. Well, I'm so glad that you had those moments to be able to hear from the Lord and to be clear about what He's asking of you. When I think about that particular parable, I am always brought back to this last sentence that says, "This is how it will be with whoever stores up things for themselves, but is not rich toward God." Friend, be sure today you're storing up those things that are rich before our God. God bless you, friend. I look forward to seeing you back here tomorrow for Friday's weekday meditation as we continue in the parables of Jesus.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.